You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, last night the Belknaves Indigenous Playwright Award was presented to Gamilaroi woman Megan Wilding. Entries for the prize are open to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to support their stories being told on stage. This award's now in its sixth year, and it's the sixth time a woman has claimed the top prize. And previous winners include Leah Purcell and Nakaya Louie, who have both staged hugely successful plays in Sydney. I'm sure you know their names in the last few years off the back of the award. So this year's winner, boy oh boy, she is in very good company, and her name is Megan Wilding. Hello, Megan.
Hi there.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Megan is an actor and playwright. She's currently in rehearsals for the production of The Rover, and also facilitates the writers group for women of colour at Belvoir. So 25 grand in the kick.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
That's a ching ching in the bank. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm over the moon.
So the prize includes 10,000 cash and 15,000 commission to develop the work. So tell us about the work that you put forward and that you're going to now write into a play.
Yeah, so I'm a survivor of child molestation, and I had one of those 3 a.m. talks where you just blab and blab and blab on, and I came to this question going, if we treated Aboriginal people the way that we treated survivors of child molestation, how different it would be. Understanding that things that happen when you're a child really affect your adult life. And I started thinking, if I ran into the perpetrator, what I would do. Because I don't know if he thinks of me, or he knows that he's influenced me as a woman. So I really started thinking about the accountability of past actions, and I wanted to explore that further with a woman taking charge and not finding the man, running into the man and ultimately kidnapping him and making him confess what he did.
How long did it take you to be able to talk about being molested as a child in public? It's a big thing.
I struggled with it probably all of my childhood into being a teenager, and rebelled from there. And I think it was when I was 22 and I was literally spiraling out of control that I sat down with my mother and I looked her in the eyes and I was like, this happened. And it literally took me 20 minutes of crying to actually say what had happened. And from there I just felt this release. And then I went into drama school at WAPA, and that's an environment where you just have to bear everything. And I was like, why am I ashamed of it? Why do I have to continue to just shut it all inside? And I lost my mother, which really kind of opened up the floodgates to being clear and to not. It was crazy.
What was your mother's attitude when you told her?
She was so upset that I hadn't come to her earlier. But I think for her, things started clicking with my demeanor and everything that she saw me go through. But she was so loving.
And did she know the person,
yes,
the perpetrator? Oh, that must have been very difficult for you two to share. I guess she felt that she wasn't looking after you properly, or
for sure. We had that conversation, and I was like, "But it wasn't your fault, and it wasn't my fault. It was his." And from that moment, we literally ganged together, and it was beautiful. My mother was a beautiful, beautiful human being.
Oh, well, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. What about these drama schools where they drag every damn thing out of you? You've got nowhere to hide, have you, Megan?
It's so great. It's so confronting. It was something.
Yeah.
Crying, laughing, and the 17 other people that I went through with are like family for life because we know each other.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to achieve with your play? What are you hoping for?
I want people to openly talk more about this and see it and be confronted and ask questions and just not be afraid to step out of the darkness and go, I don't know anything about this. Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
And because I love questions. Questions are great. And I think we should all ask more questions if we don't know the answers.
Yeah, we were watching that fantastic show on TV, You Can't Ask That. Have mm-hmm. you seen it?
Yes, it's so good.
It is so good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is brilliant. You can just feel, I was watching the one about facial difference the other day because, yeah. I have that myself and watching it with our, the two kids and I could just feel the room cracking apart, mm-hmm. and the channels of communication opening up. It was really quite profound.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what you want with your play.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when are you going to settle down to write, girl?
As soon as The Rover is finished.
Tell us about this Rover.
Oh, I am so, so excited. The cast is amazing. The director is a genius and it's such a wonderful work.
What's it about?
Afrobeen wrote it. It's a restoration comedy and it's about this guy who turns up in this town in carnival time and just goes crazy. Mm. And it really points out men in that time and points out women and it's so funny.
And
it's,
what character are you playing?
I'm playing Moretta and Lucetta. they get confused a lot. I'm like, which one is it? But they're both so sassy and so wild.
Yeah, okay.
And I love it.
And so when are we going to see this?
It opens in July mm-hmm. and runs all the way through to August.
And that's at Belvoir?
At Belvoir.
And you also facilitate the writers group for women of colour at Belvoir. How many yes. of you in the group?
In the group, there's at least 25.
Really?
Yep. And we trickle in and out depending on whether we're busy or not. And it's just we meet once every month to share our writing and mm-hmm. give each other feedback and really just kind of like nurture each other.
Are you going to, when you write this play, mm-hmm. are you going to get feedback from the group as you go along or are you going to shut yourself away?
No, for sure.
Yeah, you going to?
Yeah. I'm very much a person that's like, hey, can you read this? Is it any good? just tell me. Is it bad? Okay, I'll go away. okay. But I'm also going to be working with Anthea Williams, mm-hmm. who works at Belvoir, who's just an amazing woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are going to be a real writer.
Yeah. It's a thing.
You're going to be – it's a thing. It is. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
I'm so pleased for you. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming and visiting us today, Megan.
No, thank you for having me.
And we look forward to seeing your play.
Yay.
How long away do you reckon it'll be?
We were in talks the other day and aiming for like 2019.
Okay.
It being up.
Gee, 2019, she suddenly says, oh, yeah, you'll be good.
Yeah.
You've got 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I want it by 2019, I have to have it by early next year written.
Yeah. Oh, by early next year?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you better go now.
I'm making my way out.
Thank you so much. Megan Wilding, she's a Camilla Roy woman. She's the winner of this year's Balnaves Playwrights Award 2017. She's going to be a playwright.
Yay!
Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.